A Mono.
Welcome to the Mono A Mono Show, folks.
All right, there it is.
I'm DJ Adrock.
And I'm DJ Steel. Right, Mono Amigos? We are broadcasting to you live.
Access granted.
Brought to you by
Block 3 Brewing Company.
On CKMX 100.3.
All right, welcome to the Mono A Mono Show, folks. I am DJ Adrock, and boy, have we got a show for you this evening. We've got a packed studio in here. I can tell mostly because I can see the perspiration in the air, and I can taste it, and one of you guys tastes really good, I must say. So we have a group of beer experts in the room, including two individuals who make some delicious and refreshing beers. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Mono A Mono show is brought to you by the Block 3 Brewing Company. And so we have two representatives from Block 3 in the room with us. But first, we're going to do some introductions of the other guests here. So first off, we've got Gary Kane. Actually, no, DJ TB, Jazzy TBD. I have now. You could speak into the mic. You know what those looks like.
You kind of blown my cover right here now, but...
Sorry about that. Sorry. DJ Jazzy TBD.
That's right.
Okay. DJ Jazzy TBD is a member of the Robot Apocalypse Collective Band and the third best guitarist in the world.
Fourth
best guitarist in the world. As such, he has toured extensively all over Southern Ontario and has tasted beers from all around the world.
This is true, actually, yeah.
Is that accurate?
It is, yeah, all of it. All of it's accurate.
Nice.
I've actually tasted a few beers from around the world before I got here, so.
Wow.
I'll need frequent bathroom breaks, is all.
And did you... Oh, yeah, you walked here, that's right.
That's right, I walked. I stumbled here from home.
With
I
your grandfather.
Around the corner. That's right. Somebody's grandfather followed me into the studio as we got here, yeah.
And we had an enriching and enlightening conversation with this individual.
Yeah, he was the stunt double for Sam from today's special, if you recall that, I think. Right?
He may have been. And for those who are interested in taking their lives into their own hands, you can go around the corner and down the dark hallway and meet this individual later this evening, if you want, as his invitation suggested earlier.
Chuck E's Naked Puzzle Basement is open from 9 till 6 p.m.
Okay. Next, we've got DJ Mewtwo, and he is a jack of all trades, and one of those jacks is home brewing various intoxicants. He grows things, builds things, fixes things, and can basically do it all, including identifying mystery beverages. How accurate was that, DJ Mewtwo?
Not at all.
Please speak into the microphone, DJ Mewtwo.
Not at all.
Not at all accurate?
No.
Well, how would you describe yourself then?
A do-nothing layabout.
Actually, one of the suggestions for DJ Mewtwo's DJ name before he came on the air, as this is his first time, DJ Unemployed Ex-Farmer. But I don't understand the ex-farmer bit of it, because as far as I understand, you currently farm things. You currently grow them. So why are you an ex-farmer?
You'd have to
riddle me that, DJ Mewtwo.
I don't even know why I would be an ex-farmer.
Okay. All right, next to DJ Mewtwo's right, we have I don't know which moniker you would prefer. I know which one I like better just because it's funnier. But we've got either DJ Merlin, which is his original DJ name, or DJ Plan B.
DJ Plan B.
Nice.
Because I'm going to kill this competition while it's in its infancy.
Oh!
Oh my god!
That was amazing. At first they didn't get it, but then it hit me, and then I laughed harder. That was awesome. Okay, so DJ.
I was told there would be no abortion jokes.
Guys, this is a primetime radio program, so if we could keep the abortion jokes to a minimum, that would be great. So DJ Plan B is known reverently as DJ Plan B to the Mono Amigos. DJ Plan B is the reigning champion of beer tasting competitions worldwide on the Mono y Mono show.
Sounds pretty impressive, doesn't it?
It does.
I just want you to follow me around and introduce me to new people all the time.
Well, but, I think Graham has identified himself as wanting to be a hype man, so he could be your hype man. I guess that would depend if you correctly identify his beers, though. I think he cares less if you're able to identify other people's beers.
It's also a volunteer position.
So where's the belt?
I don't believe I was ever given one.
I actually think you were given a belt.
This is radio, right? It's right here.
Ah, there it is. That's what DJ Steel and I do a lot of. Okay, then we've got, on the other side of the room, lazing back, because he is on vacation, DJ Matador!
Yeah!
Who was at one time the Mono a Mono expert listener. However, it is rumored that he gave up that prestigious position to follow his true passion of rearing children and joining the beer-drinking circuit. This is his chance to make a name for himself.
I'm not good at identifying beers, but I am good at making children.
Not anymore.
Nope.
Not anymore.
Oh, fair enough.
Snip, snip, snip.
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
I was the expert listener. I thought I still was.
Broken.
Who's your expert listener now?
We don't currently have one because you vacated the position.
That is also another volunteer opportunity.
Yes. So if anybody would like to call in at 519-574-88... No.
Give out the phone number, yes.
519-884-2567.
We're accepting callers all night.
Oh, wait.
We're accepting callers all night.
Yes.
Requests.
Even after the show
questions,
is over.
Questions, yes. Send them in. Call them in.
Call them in.
Call them in now.
Or you can tweet at us at MAM Radio or at...
Block 3.
There we go.
Boom.
Now, Graham, while you have the microphone... These are one of our two Block 3 representatives. We've got Graham, who is a co-owner.
I need a handle. What's my DJ handle here?
What do you want it to be?
Well, you can't create your own... You can't do that.
See, being our sponsors, we didn't want to step on anybody's toes and you know...
I need one.
Because I felt like our relationship was such a professional one in nature.
Of course.
I can't... on the spot...
I know I'm putting you on the spot here,
man.
But I mean,
DJ Low Fat Yogurt. Does that work?
DJ Low Fat Yogurt, that works. Do you like low fat yogurt? All the better.
Froger.
Oh, DJ Froyo. I like that.
DJ Froyo.
DJ Froyo. And your shirt kind of looks like a TCBY, like someone at TCBY would
wear.
Yes.
There we go.
So DJ Froyo is a co-owner of the Block 3 Brewing Company. He is going to be involved in the competition part of today's events. He will be difficult to beat. I didn't write this. He is an innate...
You barely read it.
That shows how much I didn't write it. He has an innate understanding of the Block 3 brewing wares.
Wow. That sounds impressive.
That does. Is it accurate?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't understand half those words that you just said there, so...
Well... I guess time will tell how familiar you actually are with your own wares. Now, question. I need to ask this question.
Let's go for it.
I know you guys and DJ... I don't know. DJ...
KF Bat Bass.
I like that.
KF Bass on Twitter.
There we go. DJ KF Bass.
Boom.
He may want to weigh in on this too, but you guys always surprise me. I drink a lot of your beer, and you always surprise me with the variations of beer that you come out with as compared to other breweries. And I recognize that that is that's possibly got to do with the fact that you are a craft brewery, but like some craft breweries just stick to what they make, but you guys like to branch out a lot. Like, I'm just wondering, yeah, how you decide, or how you like whether you know if one of your a couple of your beers are really popular. Obviously, the King Street Saison is your flagship.
Yeah, I mean, I think we like what we brew, kind of what we want to drink.
Yeah,
basically. So you know, we do obviously do the saison full time, and then everything else we kind of do based on what we want to drink at that moment. So if we want to drink an IPA, we're gonna brew an IPA.
Fair enough. Okay, that's awesome. See, I like that. That sort of freedom has got to make you love your job. I got to think. Sorry.
Does it?
Yes.
As the employee. Sorry, I had to make it real for a second.
Hey, we're all about making it real.
Okay.
Call in.
DJ Froyo just wants to talk to someone
those,
on
get
the
Get those
air.
Phone calls
he's,
in.
He's Come tired on. Of us.
Yeah.
He's grown weary of
we
of
need
our
to
faces.
We need to, you know, DJ Cool had some phone calls going in here. We need to up the ante here. Let's see what we can get going.
We call in as DJ Froyo said. 519-884-2567 is the number to call. Prove that you're listening, people. All right, and then finally,
we might have some prizes to give away.
Yeah, we may, if you call
I've
in.
I heard there's a lifetime supply of Block 3 beer available today for the caller that guesses the secret password.
Mm-hmm. Today's right? secret word.
That is legally binding, too, I think, isn't it, guys? Yeah, what I just said? Yeah. All right.
I believe so.
Anyway, continue.
As a representative of... nothing.
Yeah. Some would say less than that, but yeah, okay.
All right, so last but not least, we have DJ KF Bass, who is no slouch either. You may think that because he is a newer Block 3 Brewing Company member, he might be easier to beat. No, my friends. Kevin is Block 3's top brewer, and last time he was on the program, could describe the flavors of beers with his eyes closed and his mouth shut.
Wow, that is elaborate. Yeah, that and sounds about right.
And his nose plugged. With earplugs in.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I've been
and
training for my entire
on
life.
One foot.
Also true.
While having his nipples tweaked.
I'm a fan of that.
Hey, you like what you like. You know, that's... And no one should be able to judge you on that. So we are going to get this show rolling in a little while. Right now we're just getting warmed up here. We're sampling some Block 3 wares. DJ Steel apparently is taking a huge break in the bathroom because he left a while ago. But anyways, that's we are going to get this show on the road. We're going to taste some beers to have people guessing things. And we're going to do some cool stuff. Trust us. Anybody in the room have any requests? Anything they want to hear? What's that? Yeah, music-wise.
I would like
Just
to hear some old school. I'd like to hear old school Temptations.
Nice.
If you got either Power or Shaky Ground.
Okay, you got it.
All right.
Coming up, The Temptation, Shaky Ground, here on 100.3 Sound FM. This is the Mono A Mono Show.
Mom! of a shadow makes me sweat, 'cause she always likes a shadow. Oh, that her reflection, it's so bitter, understanding. Oh, her place in the world, she's leaving our world behind. For the one that's in her mind with a shadow, she'd like to keep the sun behind her. Spring days running wild, keep her head down as she's walking, silhouette, silhouette, defying, 'cause she always liked her shadow more than her reflection. It's better understanding. She's with me for all the lies that were taught, but she bought it as a child. See, most people don't know what it's like, but she should know. Spring days she's running wild, keep her head down, silhouette, wet.
Mono A Mono Show, this is DJ Adrock speaking. Hello. 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 Damn it! And we've lost them!
February.
Sorry, say that again, your mic wasn't on.
I can never recapture the magic, but...
This call back.
Yeah, call back and don't answer again so we can recreate this.
Okay. Back to Born Ruffians. I don't know what you say to that, Graham. You just say, we're back here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono A Mono. Once again, we've got several different DJs, as well as DJs who are also people from the Block 3 Brewing Company in our presence. And DJ Steel is back. Thanks for coming back, DJ Steel. That must have been... What did you eat for dinner?
Well, I was also getting some stuff for the competition as well.
Okay, so do you want to, do you want to go through the rules of the competition here, DJ Steel?
Once
is this scheduled for one fall, or how does it work exactly?
One count, one fall.
If I call for the five count, like King Kong Bundy, can I...
You can do it.
We hope that people have been watching what they've been drinking and from what bottles they've been drinking from, because we have a few bottles in the back that we're going to get to a competition where people will see if they can tell which of these fine Block 3 products, and we'll do a tasting coming up with a bunch of different beers from the Block 3 Brewing Company. As well, we would like to get maybe Kevin, because he did such a fine job last time explaining these, maybe giving our contestants here, explain to them a bit about the Belgian and the Beauty beer that you guys put out.
Beauty and the Belgian is our summer seasonal, so it's only going to be around for a few more months. But so that's a Belgian-style amber beer. It's a little maltier. When we say Belgian, we mean Belgian-style yeast, which gives it a bit of a fruity character. You know, it has these, we call them phenols and esters. Those are things you can smell coming out of a beer. So smells like banana, clove.
There's your chemistry lesson for the today.
Yeah, study up your O-chem. And so that is kind of derived from the yeast itself. And then we do build in a bit of like this malty, sweet flavor, like raisins, dark fruit, things like that, coming from the malt itself. And it's dry. It's not, like I say, sweet. It kind of tastes a little sweet, but it's not cloying. It's not like, you know, taking a sip of sugar water or something like that. It doesn't, like, stay around in your mouth. It's more of like a dry, and then we carbonate it a bit to kind of lift those flavors off your palate, so it's still refreshing, even though it's also 6.4% alcohol.
Here we go. And we're going to get to a couple here. How about the flagship beer, the King Street Saison? If people were drinking it right now, what would they be tasting?
So that's the beer that the brewery has been making since their inception. 3 years ago, actually, our anniversary party will be coming up around Labor Day. Looking at 20th? Well,
that's close to Labor Day.
Yeah, we'll get on that. Just check out our social media. We'll figure that out.
We're waiting for our invitations.
Live show, sure. Live show.
Boom.
Done.
So King Street Saison.
Is it on a Monday?
King Street being...
We'll record it. We'll record it.
Yeah, podcast it or something.
Yeah, podcast.
King Street being our flagship. So Saison is the type of beer that traditionally and historically would have been served to farmers, or farmers would have served it to their employees, their farmhands. Saison being French for the season. So you get the seasonal workers in, you serve them beer, that's kind of their calories for the day, it's dry.
And there's your language lesson for today.
My French is terrible, that's all I know. So that's kind of the beer you would serve to refresh. So we keep it low ABV, it's 4.6%, kind of light, easy drinking, again, very dry beer. Got a bit of spiciness, all of those flavors are kind of derived again from the yeast, Saison yeast, that we use from batch to batch and kind of cultivate and make it grow into what we like in a beer.
Cool. Okay, two more we're going to get you to go, and then there's going to be kind of a surprise one as well. So the Fickle.
Fickle Mistress.
Who doesn't like those?
Fickle Mistress.
Okay, who doesn't like those?
Fickle Mistress was a beer that we made. It's actually named after our old labeling machine, which... only liked certain employees. It really hated me. So when we got a new labeling machine, we figured we'd give it a good tribute and name a beer after it. So that was what we call a kettle sour. So we actually add lactobacillus, which is the same kind of bacteria as you would make yogurt with. And we added that into the kettle and pre-soured wort, which is unfermented beer. So we pre-soured the wort, and I actually slept at the brewery overnight to babysit this, make sure it was at the right temperature. And in the morning, boiled it. We fermented it like a normal beer, and at that point, dry hopped it, and that became our Fickle Mistress as our tribute to that old sweet, sweet labeling line.
And that's a more recent beer, correct?
Yeah, we actually just had that on, and we must have sold out like a week ago. Yeah, it went quick. People loved it. Hot day, nice sour tart beer, really refreshing.
Some hints right there. Okay, and the last one, I believe this is a new one too. The Do You Want to Dance?
Yeah, Do You Want to Dance? Was that? That was a Night at the Roxbury reference. Yeah. So we came up with this idea.
So much fun.
For a series of beers based off of single hops. So each hop has its own name for the variety and the strain. So that one was Citra hops, which are known for their kind of like fruity citrus character, a little bit of melony, a little bit of grapefruit kind of thing. So our idea being, we'll make Do You Want to Dance, like your dance partner is this one individual hop. So it was an IPA featuring that hop entirely through and through the whole process, boil, whirlpool, dry hop. And then we're probably going to do, well, we definitely are going to do a lot more of those featuring other single strains of hops. You know, Amarillo, Simcoe, Cascade, these are all names of hop breeds. and each has their own unique characteristics. So that's our way of kind of experimenting with those.
Cool. All right.
I look forward to those.
Yeah. And we hope our contestants have an idea or were listening, have got those hints.
Have you been soaking this up, soaking up Kevin's knowledge? DJ.
No, I really tuned out a while ago, I got to be honest. Sorry. There's other radio show I'm listening to. Sorry, I'm one of the big networks. Sorry, guys.
Way to support the little guy. Thanks, DJ Jazzy TBD. And we also have competing in the contest, DJ. Now, if you were listening earlier, you may be confused. DJ Mewtwo has now taken on another DJ moniker, and that moniker is DJ Reliable Son. And then we also have DJ Plan B and DJ Matador. And then the one of the co-owners of Block 3, we got DJ Froyo and DJ... Shoot. Say it again.
KF Bass.
Sorry about that. DJ KF Bass. I forgot. Okay, so while we get...
Before you get to that, I have one question. So with the money that you've clearly saved by not air conditioning this space...
Yes.
Is that what's been put towards the seven different types of improvised adhesives that are holding this microphone together right now?
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I think we have painter's tape.
It's an experiment.
We have scotch tape. We have a blue elastic.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't want to touch it too much.
There's red zip ties.
Exactly. Red zip tie. Okay. And what else have we got? Anything else? Let's see. There's another type of tape, masking tape here.
Yep.
Plumber's adhesive. It's impressive.
There are some screws and bolts there as well.
Those are original to the model, I'm hoping.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Okay, so while we get things lined up here, let's listen to some Hey Rosetta. Sure, because why not? Let's listen to Red Heart here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a mono. All right, we're back here on the Mono Way Mono Show on 100.3 CKMS, broadcasting from 283 Duke Street West in Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. We've got a whack load of DJs who just consumed a little bit of beer because we're having a beer tasting competition here with the fine gentleman from the Block 3 Brewing Company. So first, before we get into the first round here where we get some guesses going on, we've got DJ KF Bass from Block 3 giving us a quick orientation on how to properly taste beer.
Right, so when you're initially trying a beer, what you want to do is look at the appearance of it, check out the foam. You know, you want a nice head on that. Give it a little bit of swirl, see how that foams up. Maybe cover it with your hand while you swirl it, and then just give it a quick whiff, and that kind of concentrates the aromas. You can smell maybe the malt, maybe adjust, like kind of think about what you're smelling in the hops. And then you go in, you take a little sip, which makes for great radio. Mm-hmm. And then let it sit.
He took a sip from the glass.
Let it sit on your palate maybe a little bit. Think about what you're tasting. What is it? Is it full-bodied beer? Does it kind of coat your tongue? Is it high carbonation? Is it really bubbly? Or is it low carbonation? Is it kind of smooth? And then finally swallow it. In beer tasting, we actually do swallow the beer, not like wine tasting where they spit it out.
Important lesson there for a lot of people there. In there. I'm gonna just repeat
you do
that.
Get certain bitterness compounds only after you swallow it. So that is.
Is my wife listening to this program?
And then finally,
DJ Plan B,
though. Exhale. What's the aftertaste that you get out of this after this beer? What can you taste after? If it's a really high alcohol beer, maybe you get a little bit of heat. When you exhale, you get a bit of that alcohol flavor. If not, maybe it's a little lower alcohol. So it's a kind of a full immersive experience. You want to use all your senses. I wouldn't recommend necessarily putting your fingers in it to touch it, but
do you listen to it?
You do listen to it. Yeah, sometimes the hiss when you open a bottle can mean, like, is it highly carbonated? Is it lower carbonated? Yeah. Does it foam up when you open the bottle? Maybe that's indicative of a contamination problem, which hopefully will never happen because we're professionals and we do not have contamination problems.
No, I wish. Okay, so let's.
So yeah, go ahead, DJ Steele.
And selection.
Are we going to go around the group and ask
no,
what
we'll,
they?
They'll hand them in.
Yeah.
And we'll get the next one, and while after the second one, we'll do a song, and then we'll update with the scores.
Okay, so right now the contestants are filling out their ballots, and have handed them to DJ Steele. DJ Matador is attempting to hand him his entire glass.
You guys ever considering just shortening for like street to like B3B? You guys ever do that?
B3B.
You know, representing the B3B? No.
Anything? Guys? Anything?
Right. I'll take your stony silence as a no, yeah.
We often get free block brewing, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd like to hear what you guys think, just your initial reactions. Like, what can you smell, what can you taste about this beer?
So why don't we do it on the second one, since you guys
so quickly consumed the first one.
Mm. Okay, yeah, let's do the second one, so I have a reference.
Let's start with DJ Froyo, who should, I would hope, know his beer. But we're not here to embarrass anybody. So if you don't, that's okay.
I got this.
Okay, so first impressions, DJ Froyo, on the...
I think it's the
second.
King Street Saison.
But you're not supposed to give away what you think it may
be. Oh,
no.
Oh,
he's a rookie.
God.
He's a rookie. Just your impression. So, DJ Jazzy TBD, impressions,
yes,
upon the stirring of the beer,
well,
the
sounds. I can do a Johnny Carson, or I can... Oh, of the beer, okay.
Yeah. The sounds, the notes.
It sounds like the unrequited approval of my father, but there is a... It's a very mild. It's what you would call a beer that would be acceptable on my table, I think.
Okay.
Maybe from somewhere from a small European nation. I don't know. Could go with some Brussels sprouts, maybe.
Just, oh wow! Look at this guy. Okay. Let's go to DJ Reliable Son and see what impressions he had of the second beer.
It was light.
Okay.
Felt fairly carbonated, and there was a really bitter aftertaste on my tongue.
Okay, great. DJ Plan B, your thoughts?
It's very nice. On round two, serving this to my many farmhands.
Mm-hmm.
If it was the season, and yeah,
and you were in France.
Very light, refreshing.
Okay, great. And then DJ Matador.
Well, overall, it did not make me want to get up and dance.
Okay.
However, that was my guess in the first place. But
on the second beer?
No, on the. Oh, are we doing the first beer or the second beer?
No, we're talking about the second beer.
Oh, man.
Thanks for joining the show.
I haven't even tried it yet, so I don't know.
You're supposed to hear it and smell it and all that stuff. And on that note, we're going to go to a song. This is Dark Necessities by the Red Hot Chili Peppers here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a mono.
What do you say? Yeah! Woo!
Ah! All right, there we go. That was Let Love Rule by Lenny Kravitz, as requested by DJ Reliable Sun. Here on 100.3 Sound FM Mono y Mono. Now, if you're just tuning in, the lights keep on going out in here, and it is getting hot and sexy. A little bit of mood lighting for the flashing lights and the red lights that stay on. So, okay, we've got an update for the first two beer tastings. What's the score after the round two?
So, in round one...
Sorry, yes.
Both Kevin and Graham got it correct. I'm not giving away what it was yet.
I don't know who those people are.
Oh.
DJ Froyo and DJ KF Boost.
Okay. And
no, it should be KF Boost.
Everyone else got it wrong. With I am contemplating a half point. It can be your call.
Okay.
DJ Plan B put two options.
Oh, no.
How did you
go with the second, but I don't know.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
So it's only here and here. Now,
as someone who would grade things, he's even saying no.
Okay.
No.
I appreciate but refuse the gesture.
Okay. In the second round, both
DJ Froyo and DJ KF Booze
got it correct again.
Nice.
Another one I questioned. Someone, DJ Matador, just put Belgian. And I think most of them are Belgian, so I don't think...
Yeah, that's pretty vague.
I don't know. I don't know.
We'll see if it comes down to a tiebreaker.
Depends if that's the right one.
We're putting it to the competitors, and they're saying give it to them?
If it is that one. Okay,
if it is. Okay.
And the only other person who got one right in that round was DJ Plan B.
Oh, snap!
So DJ Plan B, out of the non-Block 3 Brewing Company people, is in the lead after round two with 1 point, and everyone else, none.
Okay. All right, so while the songs were playing, we heard a Red Hot Chili Peppers song. We heard, what else did we hear? Some Lenny Kravitz. That's when we had round three. Now we're about to have round four here. This is the final round.
Oh, there's a fifth
round?
A secret one.
What?
Oh, nice. Tricky, tricky. Okay, so in round four, DJ Froyo, what are your impressions of this beer without giving it away?
It's nice, light. It's got a little bit of like a lemony tart note to it. I know what beer it is.
Awesome.
So I will not give it away like I did the previous one.
Except no one listened to you.
Apparently I'm not a reliable source.
Apparently not. You're not a credible source on your own beer.
Yeah, if you're on like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you would not call me with your
questions about Block exactly, 3 beers. Yeah. You would not be a lifeline.
No, I'm not a lifeline.
No.
So
okay.
I've got my ideas here. I've wrote my submission. I've submitted it to
DJ Steele.
Yes.
Okay.
He's got it. He's recorded it, hopefully.
Yeah.
All right. So DJ Jazzy TBD, what are your impressions of beer four?
It was kind of like making out with a pickle. Okay. And I think that's a reference that we can all relate to.
Mm, yes.
Right?
Yes. Am I right? Yes, I believe
so. I'm looking at you. I'm specifically looking at you. I've seen the pictures.
DJ Reliable Son, your impressions of beer four?
If I was stuck in a sweaty room, I would love to drink this drink.
So what he's saying is he is loving drinking this drink right now because that we are essentially stuck in a rainforest right now.
I really enjoy this in a hot room with sweaty, sexy men. It is delicious. I would put a little oatmeal, maybe some fresh fruit on it. It's a little bit yogurty, if I dare say.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wait, have you already submitted? Has everyone submitted their
answers? Answers are in, I think.
Okay, so you can do that. All right, perfect. Great. Also, as DJ yes. Plan B was saying about how sexy and sweaty the environment is in here, there was a shirt removed at one point during this show.
Yeah, it was tart.
I should say. Sorry, yeah. DJ Matador?
Entertainment. It was tart.
It was tart.
It was tart.
Okay.
Tart like a tiger.
Great. tart like a tiger. DJ Steele, are we doing round five right now, or am I playing music? All right, here we go. We're going to get into... We're going to make a political stance here, people. We are going to play a song that is requested by DJ Froyo, because he does not care for the leader of the Republican Party. So he wants to hear a song called F. Donald Trump by... I don't even know who. Some people.
Abortion jokes and this song about Donald Trump, we are really alienating your extreme right-wing base, which I think compromises most of your listeners.
Yes, yes. All my right-wing listeners, or our right-wing listeners, are burning their radios currently, if they have them. If not, their computers. They're probably spilling beer on their computers. Anyways, here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
Because we're a group of black people, and like, I guess people, what's going on in America, they're afraid we're gonna say something or do something, but we just really want to watch the rally, and to get kicked out because we're a group of black people is really crazy. It shows you how racist our own school is, that we can't even go to our own school conference.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, Donald Trump. Yeah, Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, Donald Trump. Yeah.
I like white folks, but I don't like you. All the niggas in the hood wanna fight you. Surprise, El Chapo ain't tried to snipe you. Surprise, the Nation of Islam ain't tried to find you. Have a rally out LA, we gon' fuck it up. Home of the Ryan, the King Ride, we don't fuck up. Black students ejected from your rally. What? I'm ready to go right now. Your race is here too much. I'm about to turn Black Panther. Don't let Donald Trump win cancer. He too rich, he ain't got the answers. He can't make decisions for this country, he gon' crash us. No, we can't be a slave for him. He got me appreciating, nobody my way more. Hey Donald, and everyone that follows, you gave us your reason to be president, but we hate
Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
I don't like your
yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
Trippin', let me know. I thought all that Donald Trump bullshit was a joke. Know what they say when rich niggas broke. Look, Reagan so cold, Obama so hope. Donald Trump spent his trust for money on the vote. I'm from a place where you probably can't go. Speaking for some people that you probably ain't know. It's pressure built up and it's probably gonna blow. And if we say go, then they probably gonna go. You vote Trump, then you probably on dope. And if you like me, then you probably ain't know. And if you been in jail, you could probably still vote. If we let you do the win, we gon' probably feel broke. You build walls, we gon' probably dig holes. And if your ass do win, you gon' probably get smoked.
Fuck you. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Trump. Yeah.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Yeah. Mark my words.
Yeah. Hold up. Mexicans got a plug with Mexicans. When a little need a switch, who I call Mexican. It's Comedy Central. Be the president. Hold up, Nip. Tell the world how you f- with Mexicans.
It wouldn't be the USA without Mexicans. And if it's time to team up, let's begin. Black love, brown pride, in a sense again. White people feel the same as my next kin. Let the man, God bless the kids.
God bless the kids, wicked and wicked. When me and Nip link, that's Bloods and Crips. When your LA rally, we gon' crash your fuck Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Yeah, Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
All right, we're back after that very important public service announcement. Okay, so this is the last round of the Block 3 Brewing Company Beer Tasting Challenge of Champions of the World, of the Universe, of the Galaxy, and I'm working backwards. And I don't care. All right.
Plan B, sorry. I already gave you. It will be. And.
Okay.
The
what?
Scoreboard right now.
Oh, the scoreboard, the leaderboard says.
Graham has got four.
DJ
Kevin
Froyo
has, four.
Has four. DJ KF Bass has four.
DJ Plan B has got three.
Whoa!
DJ.
Which one? Jazzy TBD.
Jazzy TBD has got two. DJ...
Reliable Sun.
Reliable Sun has got two. And DJ Matador has got one.
Nice. Okay.
So, for some, it may come down to this.
This may be the final beer.
Fill it out on the papers. You can discuss what you're drinking.
You can talk amongst yourselves. Actually, let's start this way. DJ Matador, you go first. Actually, no. Actually, DJ KF Bass can go first.
Maybe eventually.
So this is not a Block 3 beer, obviously.
Yet.
I can tell you that because I didn't make it.
Yet.
I get a nice sweetness from it. There's a bit of a hop nose to it, a little citrus. Almost like an orange thing going on. I'm fairly certain I know what beer this is. I'm going to write this down. But I'd like to pass it along to everyone else in the group before I totally ruin this game.
All right, DJ Matador.
More tape.
Hey.
How about you move forward instead of breaking the mic? Go.
I don't have an eighth piece of tape.
Okay, we've got 9 minutes, DJ Matador. Talk.
It's fruity.
Yeah.
Grapefruity, I'd even say. It has a distinct brownish color.
Amazing.
Puce, you might even say. That's all I got.
Awesome. DJ Plan B? Oh, he's furiously writing notes. He's shaking his head. He's not breaking the mic.
This is a refreshing summer beer.
Okay.
It's, I'm thinking widely available.
Widely available. Okay.
And I think Block 3 would do well to perhaps get on this one.
DJ Reliable Sun?
Frankly, I have no idea, but it tastes of fruit and simulated rice wine.
Fruit and simulated rice wine.
I think it's actually okay. Tastes like real rice wine. and a boysenberry bubble gum.
Ah.
That's what it is. And that might actually, you guys can use that for a small licensing fee. For a licensing fee, boysenberry bubble gum.
Nice.
60, 40, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. And DJ Froyo.
I'm getting an orange creamsicle.
Okay. An orange creamsicle? Yeah. Okay. And that's it.
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all he's got. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to play one more song.
We got minimal time here.
We got time for one more song. We'll come
you
back
with
the winner.
Put that Trump one on again. That was really good.
No, I'm going to play No, I'm going to go with the song I said I was going to play before, Rural Alberta Advantage with Eye of the Tiger. Here on 100.3 Sound FM, mono a mono.
Rising up, back on the street, did my time, took my chances. Went the distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man and his will to survive. Sometimes it seems it happens so fast. You change your passion for the glory. Don't give up on the dreams of the past. You must fight to keep them alive. And it's the eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of our rivals. And the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night. He's watching us all with the eye of the tiger. Face to face, out in the heat, hanging tough, staying hungry. They stack the odds till we take to the street, for we kill with the skill to survive. And it's the eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of our rivals. Last known survivor stalks his prey in the night. He's watching us all with the eye of the tiger. Rising up straight to the top of the guts, got the glory. Went the distance, now I'm not gonna stop. Just a man and his will to survive. And it's the eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of our rivals. And the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night. He's watching us all with the eye of the tiger.
All right, we're back, folks, and here we have the, we're going to have the results of the Block 3 Brewing Company Beer Tasting Challenge of Champions galore.
Now,
Part 7, final chapter.
As it goes...
First Blood Part 2.
As in the past when we've done this, the actual brewing company representatives cannot win their own challenge, but they did tie... for the first spot. Woo! Here with TJ Plan B. So it was a throwaway tie. Plan
wow!
B is the reigning champion.
And it's only the second time that he's been involved in a three-way on air, so that's it.
Give the man a job. Hey?
Hey. And what is neat, too, is there's another three-way tie for second place.
Oh!
Between
everyone else.
Everyone else. Yeah, that's right. So, first place had 4 points. DJ Plan B here got Beauty and the Belgian wrong. Every other one right, including the last one there.
What was the last one called, DJ Steele?
It was the Mono a Mono Pomegranate Summertime Cerveza. Yeah! So, the way that it was brewed...
And wait a second, no! Wait a second.
The way that it was brewed was I took a King Street Saison, poured it into a cup. I then took some pomegranate juice, poured it into the same cup, and that we had the Mono a Mono and Pomegranate Summertime Cerveza. And
DJ KF
Matador and DJ Plan B got
and DJ KF Bass, head brewer of Block 3. What did you say off air about that beer?
I said that that was actually a really excellent beer, and I would like to drink it. No surprise, because I brewed the base beer.
So. Good, there you go.
Fair enough.
Can we get whoever made the pomegranate juice on air, though, here? Because I really think I'd like to hear what he has to say about that.
He has nothing to say. All right, so the champion, the two-time champion, he didn't even need to bring the belt back.
Yeah, he could have kept it.
But he did anyways. Is DJ Plan B. Congratulations, DJ Plan B.
Gotta say, I'm a little bit disappointed that I wore the belt here, as it's so big and heavy. I had to walk down the block wearing it. Now I gotta walk back wearing it again.
Okay, thank you everyone for coming. This was a lot of fun. We'll do it again soon, and maybe, but we might, or something similar to this. At least we'll hang out. But stick around for So Old It's New with DJ Bald Boy, who is coming up in 20 seconds. Thanks, guys. And thanks, Mono Amigos, for listening to the Mono y Mono show here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono y Mono. Yes, and next week we want callers, 519-884-2567, or you can call and speak to DJ Bald Boy about us. And that's it for us this evening. Stick around for some more great radio here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono y Mono.